most gracious Heavenly Father, the Almighty, the All-Knowing One, the Creator of all, the Sustainer of all, a strength and power, a comfort, a keeper. Lord, we come before you, Lord. I stand being submissive to your will and to your way in the call that you have called and chosen for me in this life. For I accept the call long time ago at an early age, Heavenly Father, realizing that the things of the world were not for me, though it was facing challenges and trials and tribulations of almost being killed and laid out in the street, Lord, you saw fit to place me where you would like me to be. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you opened my ears and opened my heart to hear your voice and call me your sheep and send me forth, Heavenly Father, to do your will and your way, Heavenly Father, with no delay and no not being complacent in my understanding, but being open-minded, Heavenly Father, as you poured into your vessel your true servant that has come with no form or fashion, but stand here boldly before the people of this world and before your people that are your sheep that knows your name to deliver your word. I rest in spirit. I rest in thought that you may speak through me what you have already laid down on the papyrus, Heavenly Father, that is used, Heavenly Father, to preach your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for new beginning, for we would never bow to the world. We bow to no man, but we are living vessels, Heavenly Father, that only kneel to you and give you the praise that you so righteously deserve. So be with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray. Let every heart say amen. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Amen. Blessings to our media, amen, our ministry, amen, and the leadership and facilitators here at New Beginning. You, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is truly a great feeling and love. I feel the love every time I come here. I'm not just saying that. I'm not trying to buy you or do anything like that. I'm just who I am. Amen, because God made me who I am, and I'm not ashamed to tell nobody about who I am. I am a lover of God. Amen, and I love you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. As we press toward the mark of our higher calling, amen, that only the Holy Spirit could take us. Amen. We receive this word. If you don't mind standing for the reading of God's word, amen. We got, 20 minutes, amen. Amen, we gonna see, amen. Man, for the word has already been spoken and the correlation and the confirmation has already been stated, amen. And if you see the topic of this message, amen, you will understand that it has been, amen, reading from the epistle letter of James 5:15-16. If you have it, please say amen. Well, brother, we do have it because it's already on the board. Y'all got to excuse me. I forgot to tell some of y'all. I talked to myself. Is that right? All right. That's good. All right. Looking at the word of God, amen, James 5:15-16, amen. I feel like I'm in the classroom right now. Amen. That's the first time I've thought about that. It says here in 15, it says what? And the prayer of faith, right? Underline that. What about the prayer of faith? The who, what, when, where's, and why's of the word of God? Amen. As we exegete and eisegete here to draw out and look into, and the prayer of faith will save who? The sick. Is there anybody in here sick? Meaning not just sick, sickly, but going through something, you're worrying. This is part of being sick. Doubting is a part of being sick. And the Lord will raise you up just in case you are. It tells you already what he would do. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. The he in the context of this message is being used as both male and female. So please understand that no one is left out. Amen. Humanity. And if it says in 16, confess your trespasses, sins, amen, to one another and pray your problems for one another, that you may be what? Just seeing if you're listening. It says the effective, fervent prayer of a what? Here comes individuality here, because I cannot confess your sins for you, and you cannot confess my sins for me. As we see the interpretation of here, the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man does what? Avails much. Amen. You may be seated. And as we see this, we want to actually look at this scripture passage for what it is. Amen. You may know of some things of what it entails. Amen. But we want to stay right here. And we want to speak from this thought and this thing that the Holy Spirit has given, the subject of don't forget to pray. Don't tell your neighbor, don't forget to pray. Did you pray this morning? Somebody say, I knew he was going to ask that question. I knew he lucky that shield is up there, because I would take something and I just throw it. That's all right. Because you know what? I know how to catch. Amen. So let's catch here what God is saying right here. He says, don't forget to pray. And we thank God for this text. Because the prayer of faith will save the sick. The prayer of faith will save you, and the Lord will raise you up. Somebody tell your neighbor that it's only for a moment. It's only for a moment, and then things will change. And just quickly to put this in a summation form here of the gospel to remember, we need to make sure that we remember this. Amen. We need to remember, and we need to believe by faith what 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, and I'm reading from the King James, amen. It says, all scripture, very familiar, before entering here, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? Perfect. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Also, we must continue to remember New Beginning and not forget, but believe through confession and faith and not forget, God is the word. Do I have a witness in the house today? Amen. John 1:14-18. John is the witness. Yes, so, Uncle Rita. John is the witness that tells of him to come. For he, God, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, sir. And of his fullness have all we received in grace for grace. 18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by way of whom? Jesus Christ. God, the Lord, our Savior through Jesus Christ, is not bound by time. Do I have a witness today? No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. So then, after understanding our oath here and of understanding and belief, we hit here in explaining our purpose here of the message today. The purpose of the message is for us to understand through world English, which is language that emerged across practical written contexts, just like hermeneutics, which is justified understandings through the context. Context is just basically the text, and we're just reading from what the text is saying. There's two things that we're gathering from the text in studying the word of God when we read scripture. One is exegesis, which is legitimate interpretation that we are able to draw out or reveal things of the text, what the original author and authors meant to convey through the Holy Spirit. The second one is eisegesis, which is, and we are able to read into the text what the interpreter wishes to be found within the text. But anything that's not found in the text and anything that is found in the text, understand this, it must be supported by scripture. We also understand that it is through the power of the Holy Spirit, somebody say Holy Spirit, that we gain what? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to carry out the will of God and not our own will. Understand this, for without God, we have no power, no wisdom, no knowledge, and no understanding. But with God, we have all the power that we need is given to us for the time at hand and that time to come through prayer. This is where prayer links up. But I had to make sure that I take you from the top to the middle to understand how we get to where we are now, to understand that the prayer of faith saves the sick. The prayer of faith saves those that's going through. See, you thought you was lost, but according to God, you were already found. You thought that it wasn't going to work out, but because you gave it over to God, it's already taken care of. You thought that you probably was going to pass out because you didn't know how to deal with it. But because you opened up your heart and you opened up your mouth and you confessed to God, he made a way already for you to be delivered. Get this here. We remember God, our Lord and Savior through Jesus Christ, is the only one that gives guides and direct through the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God that gives understanding and wisdom. And this is why we must pray. We must pray. Jeremiah 33 and 3 in the NIV, in these three scriptures here to share with you, it says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. If you want to know about something, if you want to know what's going to happen in the next, all you have to do is just call on the Lord. Here, he's already telling you what you need to do. The problem is that we run into these things that's called locks. Somebody say locks. And then we forget that we have keys. Somebody say locks. Keys, lock, key, keys, locks. Hold that thought. The other scripture that we have in front of us, it tells us as a body in Christ to come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. We belong to him. He is the creator of us all. Do we have a witness in the house today? Or do I stand by myself? No. We stand as one body. We can't do anything without the ear, the eye, the nose, the mouth, the legs, the feet. You guys remember the song that we learned in high school and junior high school and elementary? I'm not going to have you play it, Bobby. But the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, and the ankle bone connected to the leg bone, and the leg bone connected to the thigh bone. Thigh bone connected to the hip bone. And what they forgot to talk about, you know, the lumbar and the trachea, all that, right? See, it was more to it. Because guess what? Without those things, it's just dry bones. Y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. But here's the thing. Can these dry bones live? Yes, they can. How do they become alive? They come alive through prayer. Through prayer, they come alive. The other one we need to understand is the one that's also a part of our text today that says that in James 5 and 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. We have one in times past. I don't know about now, but there are some that we see. In times past, individuals have problems with confessing. That's nobody in here, right? If there is someone in here, let me help you now. Better yet, the Lord has already helped you in this message to understand what happens. But we need to confess and we need to talk to each other. I should be able to call Deacon Dunson. I should be able to call Brother Bobby. I should be able to call Deacon Lawson. I should be able to call Sister Williams and ask for prayer. Brothers and sisters, I'm going through something and I need your help. And I just need you to pray for me. Is it all right if you pray for me? If you ask Minister Muldrow, I'm already praying for you while you're talking. And some in here would be a witness that, and they was like, oh, amen. Not for form or fashion, but it's what we're called to do as the body of Christ. And guess what? Somebody said that as we witness to individuals, we ought to pray for them too. The ones we run into through the stores, yeah. Our family members that we haven't talked to in almost 20 years. I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would go home and or you would text that individual right now because you still know the 7 digits because you always thinking about them and they always thinking about you and they're on your mind right now. But you would call them and just say, hi, I love you and I'm praying for you. Did that take a long time? You know why? God makes it so practical. Because we don't do that, we're sick. And we need to be healed from that way of thinking. And that falls under one of the things I just gave you from the Holy Spirit locks. Watch this. We understand in almost getting there. The historical and cultural background here, which is, you know, the credible research and the biblical examples that we see here. The book of James was written by James, the half brother of Jesus in Matthew 13:55, and said to be written in Jerusalem between 48 and 61. The epistle, which is also called a letter, which is addressed to the early Christian church and the 12 tribes in dispersion. The author identified it is noted here as a servant of God. Somebody say servant. of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why did James write? Glad you asked. Amen. James writes in order to encourage his readers to live consistently with what they have learned in Christ, in his word, and as he came down and he lived this life to show us how to live. That's what we need to do. And as what Jesus taught the disciples, and one of the main things he taught the disciples was what? Prayer. He, James, condemns various sins, including pride, hypocrisy, favoritism, and slander, but he promotes the believer to have an overall theme of patience. How's your patience? Ask your neighbor, how's your patience? Neighbor, don't answer that. He promotes perseverance during trials and temptations. For in the context of James here, you will see and see visibly that James is, he receives a great deal of wisdom from God as he continues to pray to God. If you want more wisdom, you need to pray more. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to pray more. And I'm not going to ask your neighbor to tell your neighbor you're going to pray some more. Because we all should be on one accord, right? Wisdom from God results in a life that bears fruit. Are you bearing fruit? Wisdom from God's word will affect every area of life, and the results in a life that is fruitful and gives one thriving power by the way of the Holy Spirit, even in the face of trials and tribulations. So no matter what you're going through, don't forget to pray. As I walked out the door and I was on my way to work at the age of 17. Somebody say 17. Hey boy, you're supposed to be in school. That's what happens when you pray. No boast, no brag, but if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in the Lord. Isn't that what the word says? So I boast in the Lord and I thank him and I praise him for what he taught me during my trials and tribulations of going through high school. So ending up in the 12th grade, I only had 3 classes. But mama said, you can't be in the streets. You got to come out. You got to get a job. How many of you had one of those mamas? And if you tried to say something, she already knew what you was going to say. So you might as well keep your mouth closed. But I had to get a job. And as I was going out, and I lived in Compton, California, in a neighborhood, I don't know if you maybe know about it, is where we was gangbanging. It's called STC. And that's where I grew up. At that time, the STC didn't stand for Saved Through Christ. It stand for Spooktown Crips. And that's still what it stands for today. Going through the neighborhood, walking from school to school, whether it was down in Greenleaf through the Forums or the Nickerson's, wherever you go, you needed to make sure that you prayed. As I walked out the door, mama would say, did you pray? Yes, mom. Okay. All right. And then she would test you, what did you pray about? She thought she was getting away, Rita. What'd you pray about? I prayed for safety, mama, just like you told me to. I prayed that God would keep me, just like you told me to. I prayed that God would bring me back, say, oh, that's enough. She didn't even let me finish. But I love her for that. Because even though my father wasn't there, my father was there. Did you get that? Come on, give God a hand of praise. And then I had to learn forgiveness through prayer. Why? Because the man that I met at the age of 3, as I stood on the fireplace in my grandmother's house, the brick red and black, the couches were green with plastic all over them. Every time you sat down, it was... But we didn't mind playing on them. But then there came a time through the day that it was time for us to pray. And it wasn't just at dinner time. But here's that same man that called for his sons. But there wasn't an S that I know English now. It said son. So the body begins to move. The body begins to react. And it goes forward toward an individual that is seen as 6'8". Had to weigh at least about 205. And I'm still asking God, but I'm satisfied. I'm like, where's the rest of the inches for me? He said, come here, son. We both ran so quickly to only receive a straight arm and one that cuddled. You can only imagine which one was mine. It wasn't the cuddle. But it follows with the words of, you're not my son. Though documents prove what they are, I learned at a young age from grandma and mama that just pray. And that carried me on to only find out at the age of 27, Deacon Johnson, I get this phone call in my first apartment as I done moved now to Hawthorne on 135th and Doty, in apartment 41, upstairs above the pool where I could see everybody. And no, I wasn't a busybody. I wasn't a nosy neighbor. I still served the Lord. But the call came in on March 27th, which is my birthday. Sorry I had to tell you, son, your father's dead. Only to find out that he had already been dead 2 years before she just told me. But guess what? I had to pray. I had to pray to forgive him. And I know this is helping somebody because the Holy Spirit just pricked me right now. You have to pray. You have to be steadfast in God. And you have to keep going on. Why? Because guess what? The prayer of faith will save the sick. Because of the thoughts that I had, I was sick. Because of the hurt that I allowed, I was sick. But I kept remembering what Mama said, don't forget to pray. So here we see here. Those things that we have to condemn that tries to take over our mind, we have to pray and we have to keep on praying. And those sins that we don't think are sins because we thought them, they were bad, they were sins. We have to confess and ask God. Jesus says, and he means what he says, I am the way and the truth. And the life. No one comes to the Father but through what? Me. John 1:6. And another, and I'll give you a last example, are praying, individuals praying from an unrepented heart. The Bible, basic or biblical instructions before leaving earth, the Bible says God knows what we are made of. Do I have a witness in the house today? We must remember we are dust in the dirt, Psalms 103:14. He is not surprised. God is not surprised by our struggles to remain steadfast in our ways. But he looks at the heart. Somebody say he looks at the heart. And he know when we, when you, and when I are broken by our sin. This is why we must not forget to pray, Psalms 51:17. Note here, the troubles come when our hearts are not broken at all and we are cold and indifferent, meaning having no interest toward his word and our transgressions, meaning our wrongdoings, our crimes, our felonies and misdemeanors of it. And there are plenty more that I can talk about for praying People praying for show, people are praying repetitious empty words. People are praying with bitterness in their hearts and lust in their hearts. And guess what? They don't feel that they're doing anything wrong. Don't forget to pray. Young people, don't forget to pray. How many young people we have in here today? Anybody in here over 95? We've only just begun. Job 35, moving to a close, says here, surely God would not listen to empty talk, nor will the Almighty regard it. Those that are stuck in the lock forget to pray and ignores the prayer of faith in the text that will cause their situation to change only if they would call on the name of the Lord. So, and he will answer. Why? Because he is a provider for the believer. Somebody say, he's my provider. A simple definition for keys as I press to a close is this. Keys are spiritual powers that the believer gets a boost from and lives life so graciously. It's the second wind that is given to the sprinter and a big burst of strength given to the heavyweight lifter. Their power comes from the prayer of faith. Jesus praised those who ask in faith and fully trust him and his word. It appeals to his heart. To pray for show is to pray to the flesh, but to pray in secret to God with a sincere heart shows that the believer in him, the Christ, has a greater focus and understanding that he can do all things through Christ that strengthens the believer, the called and anointed one that's chosen by God. Is that you? As a true and living servant of God, is that you? Another and last one, as I move to the close, is praying according to God's will. Having a renewed mind and a heart so that we may discern what is good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Here at 12, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies, somebody say my body, a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship to God. Do not conform to the pattern of this world as some are doing right now, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. But excuse me, but I must ask if it's okay to give you one more key so you don't forget to pray the prayer of faith. That's because the Lord, he is there and he's waiting for you to call upon him. And it's going to take an action from you to make that step. See, mama can only go so far. Daddy can only go so far with you. But when both of them are gone, let's say all three of them, because mama, daddy, and daddy, and you all by yourself, you got to use what the Lord has blessed you with. And that is the gift and the tools to pray by yourself. Do I have a witness in the house today? So here we see this last key is this. Don't forget to pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that's his will. These words are not just sincerely yours at the close of prayer. And it is not just a send button that you push. They are words of an unselfish, loving heart, best within ourselves. Those words are the words of a God-honoring heartbeat. Most of all, they are words of both worship, which is reverence, and adoration, which is care and love and respect for a loving God. In a loving God, I found a relationship, I tell you, like none other. In a loving God, I found out that he will answer, he will answer, he will answer. Somebody say he will answer. My God, Jesus will answer my call. Do I have a witness in the house today? Somebody was on their sick bed. Somebody was in the hospital the other day. Somebody didn't know how they were going to make it here today at church. Somebody got robbed. But God made a way because he heard your prayer. Because you belong to him, he heard your prayer. Because you confessed to him, he heard your prayer. He not only heard you pray, he heard the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. Because he knows, Deacon Johnson, what you go through. He knows, Deacon William, what you go through. He knows, ML, what you go through. Deacon Lawson, he knows what you go through. Church, he knows what you're going through. Somebody needs to turn to their neighbor and tell your neighbor, God knows what you're going through. But just keep praying. Because you are his. And understand this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. He sent his son, not to condemn the world, but through his son, the world would be what? Saved. So if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. If you continue to pray and have a relationship with God, he will fix everything that you're going through. Do I have a witness in the house today? So the command to us today is to what? Don't forget to pray. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Amen.